9 o'clock straight up. Who we got on the call tonight?
Jake's here.
Danielle for me and Jeremy. Paula? Hey, cowboy.
Hey, girl, how you doing? I hear you hit your
awesome.
I'm so excited. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
How did it feel to hit your big goals, Paula, and not just hit them, but hit them 7 months in a row and obliterate them again?
It feels really good.
It's a big change, isn't it, to go over that? And what's more, you got it done the last day of the month, and you bypassed your goal again, so good job for you.
Yeah, I sure did. And then now, today, I started on day one of the month with as much whatever as I approached the last weekend. So I'm going to do or do not. I'm going to keep that momentum going.
Nice. So the bottom line, even when it looked like you were worried about not making it, you went out and just decided you were going to do it. And that is what? That's 7 months in a row now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Does it change how you feel in the business, Paula, hitting your goals every month?
Yeah, absolutely. It changes. It actually helps elevate what you think is possible, because what's impossible becomes improbable, becomes inevitable.
Right. And I'm going to tell you guys something else before we get going. And I actually confused a lot of people tonight last week when I said we're going to do kickoff call overview. I think a bunch of people call me today saying they thought I said the call's canceled tonight because of the kickoff call, which just got over with, so we'll keep this short and sweet. Kind of get to the point because I did, going back and listening to it, I think I did confuse some people. But I played a trick on you, Paula, and I didn't know if you realized it. I called you, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. I called you on Saturday and told you, you know, Paula, you don't have to hit your goals this month. It's no big deal if you miss it. Did I call and tell you that on Saturday?
Yeah.
And now let me ask you this. I gave you a free pass, and I said don't hit them. And I said just do it in October. Why, even when you're upline and we had an accountability, you had a number you had hit to stay on the live side, why even when I gave you a free pass did you still do it?
Because I didn't want a free pass. I wanted to be on this call either because I met my goal or I didn't. That was what we've been talking about.
Good.
And there was just no option. It was an integrity issue.
So it wasn't about me. I didn't have the right to give you the goals off. It was about you and your dream.
Oh yeah, it was not an option.
Let me ask you guys on the live side. What do you guys think about what Paul was saying right there?
I think it's great. I think it's her business.
What
a shame it is that way.
Pretty impressive.
Right.
And we're going to talk about this more tomorrow. But, Paula, you crossed. Oh, go ahead. Somebody was saying something, please. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, go, Paula.
Thank you.
Good. And I did that on purpose on Saturday, Paula, because I wanted to see what you'd do. And I called you and I said, you know, Paula, it's the end of the month. It's a requirement for being on the call, but you don't have to hit it. You can do it in October. And I actually did it because I wanted to see how far you've progressed, and I wanted to see what you would do, and not because I was trying to be anything other than helping you. It told me a lot about you that even when nobody else was making you hit it, you felt like you had to hit it. So congratulations. That's a big deal. You guys in the line, I think that's a pretty big deal what Paula just did when nobody was pushing her but her.
I think it was great.
I think it's awesome.
Awesome. That is a beautiful thing, and we're going to discuss that tomorrow on the live side. In fact, and once again, for those of you just joining us, I apologize for any confusion I did this week. Even the email said we're going to kick off the month, and some people thought I was going to dial into the kickoff call. I'm so sorry for some of the confusion, but I'm glad to have you all with us tonight. We got the big stuff coming up. Lonnie and Wita, we're going to be doing a big event up your way here in about 5 or 6 weeks. Are you guys excited to have a Pathfinders leadership team meeting in your hometown? It's going to be a blast, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we're excited. Matter of fact, I'm here tonight by myself. Gail is in Marlin writing up some people now as we speak.
Nice. And you guys had a a big house full yesterday. I got a phone call. You guys were blowing it out yesterday, so you guys are blowing it out, aren't you?
And part of them are still there now, and she's finalizing all of their orders tonight.
Well, that ain't a bad deal, Lonnie, if you got to split up. How many of you guys on the wives, I think, if you got to split up, splitting up to place orders is a pretty good reason.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And I just had my car pulled in, so I just didn't make it here for the call, but I was determined.
Well, Lonnie, you're a man of your word, my friend. That's a beautiful thing. Well, I'm really excited. A lot of you guys just got off the kickoff call, and some people are still just joining us. I know that's a long night to be on the call, so I'm super glad that you are all here. I'm going to remember just a couple of things. And again, we just had about 10 more people dial in who are getting the word we are doing a call. I sincerely apologize for any confusion that I wasn't going to do a call tonight. We were just going to do the kickoff call. Next week, just so you guys know, we're going to be doing a very special WebEx. It's going to be titled How We Make Money at NECN. It's going to be designed for your prospects, and it'll be educational. But you guys load it. We're going to talk about money, how it comes in bushels and barrels, and we're going to blow this thing open. So you guys are going to load this up next week and have some people learn how we make a boatload of money on this crazy thing?
All right.
Let's do it.
Well, we're going to talk to all of you guys tomorrow. I also want to single out Jeremy and Danny Greco, who not only did a series of great presentations last month and did a great just month's work period, but Danny, I know you're kind of the flag bearer tonight for the family. This is the first time you've actually been the lead speaker on this call. So congratulations on a great month. I know you've got big plans coming up. What are you guys going to do to top last month's performance coming up into October?
Well, I actually just about half an hour ago got off the call from Marissa at NECN headquarters to get me the information I need to send down to Costa Rica and Guatemala. So.
Nice. So other than launching two new countries, not a whole lot, right?
So, because I have some people down there that are interested, so.
Nice. Did you feel you got a pretty good earful of what you need to do?
More or less. I'm still trying to figure it all out because, you know, up until the last couple months, it's always been just Jeremy doing it, and so I'm still working on learning everything that, you know, that I should be doing and stuff. So it's still really new to me. But, Jeremy's helping me a lot. So.
Well, good. And you know, the thing is, Paige, you know, you probably know this. I worked at it first about 90%, and then when Paige came on, it was a very similar dynamic. And there were two things we needed to do as a couple. One was figure out what each of us was going to do so we complimented each other. We didn't step all over each other. And then secondly, she had, you know, it was interesting because we were, you know, platinums at the time, and she had to step into a platinum-level business with, like, silver-level knowledge. Now, you're coming into the business. Jeremy's been around NECN for a couple of years. He's got some knowledge. You're going to be coming up to speed. I can tell you from experience, and I'll have Paige talk about this in an upcoming call over the next few weeks. The only way to learn it is by doing it. Don't be afraid to step in there. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. You guys are a team, and you're going to do a great job. And I can tell you from hearing you, you're going to do a fantastic job. And the only way to learn it in this business is by assimilation and by doing it. So I tell you, just wade in there. If you have questions, reach out. I know Jeremy's there. We're here for you. But I want to just tell you, great job in all you're doing. And I'm from one husband to another over there that married up. You're doing a great job, and congratulations on going down into a couple new countries. That's a pretty big deal. Not a bad deal when you can sit in Dallas and launch new countries, is it?
No, it's not. I'm excited, and I think they'll be great down there. So.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on the call. In fact, we're going to try to get areas of expertise with different people on the Pathfinder leadership team. Maybe as you guys develop this market unit, maybe you guys can be the go-to people, because it's been our experience that a lot of people have people in other markets, and we kind of know how to mechanically do it. Maybe you guys can kind of be some spearhead people over the next couple of years on how to get people started seamlessly when you want to sponsor another market. So looking down the road, that might create a really neat leadership opportunity for you guys as well.
That works.
Yeah, Cowboy, weren't you just saying about a month ago that you wished that there was more than just the paperwork out there, that there were, that it was a little easier to jump into other markets? Weren't you just telling me that like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, exactly, because I've got some people that are interested too, and it's a little difficult sometimes when you don't have somebody to guide you. And I think it'd be
absolutely
great if somebody got the expertise about it, then we can all have a person to go to.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll build a page on the Pathfinder's website over the next 6 months, and it will be, if you want to go into Europe or these different markets, here's the three things to do real easy to help people seamlessly jump into the markets. That might be a real good idea.
That would be great if you had it where it's just, you know, how to launch a new country.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll get Tony Chaplin from Europe, and we'll get Luis Casuga from the Central South American office, and we'll get, I'm trying to remember the lady's name, I think it's a fella now that's running Australia, and we'll just have each of them maybe write a little blog, and we'll just have a web page and say, hey, I'm Tony Chaplin from Europe, here's what I would do to get involved in the European market, and just have it be like five easy steps. I think that would be really helpful, don't you guys?
That would be incredibly awesome.
All right, I will get working on that. I'm blessed to know those people pretty well. We will start working on that, and we will get that resource available, and then you guys can be some of the spearhead people. So that is very, very good stuff. Big Jake Zerfus, you are ready to rock. You've moved from Nacogdoches over to the Dallas area. You are ready to get your wheels down and kick the tires and light the fires. I'm looking forward to watching you rock it out this month, my man.
Yeah, I'm about ready to kick the old J-O-B and start doing something I like.
Nice. Well, we're going to get after that. We'll talk more a little bit about that tomorrow. Ken and Byron, you guys had a great month last night. You guys are ready to rock it on. Frosty's ready to go. Christina actually had a minor surgical procedure done on her knee today. She's in a lot of pain. So I don't know. I think she's on.
I'm
but
here.
Perhaps,
I'm ready to roll.
Oh, hey, do not walk in your high heels and gravel tonight because you had a surgical procedure on your knee. That's my advice.
Absolutely not.
I blew both my ankles doing that in gravel with my stilettos, and it was terrible. I just wanted to save you the pain. You hanging there, Taylor?
You're good with the advice, Rick.
Well, you know what? I try to share that wisdom out of the love that I have for you all the time, and I knew that that would be helpful, particularly for you tonight, because I know in Oklahoma high heels and gravel are very common, and I just wanted to help.
Absolutely.
Awesome, Taylor. And we're going to engage all of you in more detail tomorrow on the leadership call. But, Taylor, you've got someone running for executive this month and maybe beyond. So you've got a big month lined up this month as well, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. October's going to rock.
Nice. And we've got a couple other superstars coming on the call here in the next couple of weeks that we will be introducing very quickly. So we're very excited about it. But I do want to give a shout-out to all of you who made it, all of you qualified. Do you guys realize that everybody in this call earned the spot to be here this month on the live side? This is actually a changeover, and there will be people adding and people dropping as the requirements form up even more. I want to give you all a really, really special congratulations for being here. So, live team, give each other a big congratulations for being here and earning the spot. It's a big deal, isn't it?
All right.
Congratulations, and we're gonna talk about this more tomorrow, but I want to tell you all again, Paula Kayla B, who has been in this business for a couple years and had massive product experiences, and for different reasons, everybody's journey goes at a different pace, and Paula, I know you're running for silver, but the last 7 months, you've qualified every month to hit your goals, and for those of you that are joining us late, a lot of people are dialing in, I called her Saturday before I was watching some football. And I said, you know, Paula, you don't have to hit your goals this month. I'm going to leave you on the leadership call anyway because you've hit them the last 6 months. You can just do the volume in October. And I called and told her that. And how many of you guys think out of 10, 6 people would have said, hey, I don't have to do it, and just shut down for the weekend?
For sure.
Yeah.
Paula, you pretty much politely told me to stick it, that you're going to make your goals because you wanted to be on the call because you earned it, didn't you?
That's exactly what I said. I was like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm going to make it, or I won't be on the call. It was an integrity issue with me.
I just want you guys to know why I'm taking time to mention this to you. The difference between somebody that's an employee and somebody that is an employer or a self-employed person is that right there, is when you're an employee, somebody else grants you a day off. They grant you, and it, like if you bring in a doctor's excuse, you get a day off. If somebody says you don't have to do X and you take it, and I just want you guys really to understand this. Now, on the other side of the coin, when nobody has to kick you in the butt to get on a call, when no one has to kick you on the butt to be at convention, when no one has to kick you in the butt to invite people on the call, you crossed a barrier. And I just want you to know, Paul, that was a really big deal for you yesterday, because I'm telling you, 7 or 8 out of 10 people would have shut down on Saturday and said, oh, I'm good, and then enjoyed their weekend. And you didn't. In fact, you were texting me at 6 o'clock on Saturday night that you made it. You were fired up. You were working all weekend to hit that goal, weren't you?
Yes.
I just want to congratulate you. Guys, on the live side, is that a small thing? It's a small thing to hit a goal, but is it a small thing to do it the way that she did it? It's bigger than the number, isn't it?
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I just want you to know it meant a lot to me, and I'm sorry I did that to you on Saturday. It was one of those little kung fu tests that I do, and I want you to know you not only passed, but you did it with flying colors.
Oh, thank you.
So congratulations. And all of you, I got a couple more folks we'll be introducing in the live call pretty soon over the next few weeks that are going to really blow your socks off. But I want to run through a few quick things. I promised you guys a short call tonight because of the kickoff call. What I would be doing this month is I would get my 90-day planner down. And what I would do in that planner is I would be going through and making the plan right now. And I would be knowing what I want to do and focusing on them and staying within the boundaries and using the products and knowing my calendar for the month. The first thing I do in October is I know my calendar. Better know where I'm connecting people. I'll give you a little example. Cowboy, I'm coming down your way on Thursday, correct?
Yes.
So you know that's a date on the calendar. What did you do today? Because now you have that date on the calendar. You spent the whole day doing what?
I spent the whole day getting confirmations of who's coming.
Right. So you were loading a date in a calendar. Let me ask you something. And Jeremy with an E said this about 2 weeks ago. Is it easier to drive around and try to sell people NECN, or is it easier to have a date you're really excited about and promote it, and then NECN gets sold for free? Is it easier, Steve, to drive around and sell somebody a bed or get them signed up, or is it easier to promote an event where NECN gets sold by proxy? Does that make sense?
No, it's easier to get people committed to an event and load the event.
Yeah, or excited about an event. Yeah. So it's easy. Instead of trying to sell it one-to-one and go after a sign-up or a sale, it's a lot easier to say something really exciting is happening. I got a big speaker coming to town. We're going to blow Bernie up. And then it's the energy of it, and then NECN sign-ups happen free. Do you guys understand that if you chase sign-ups, you're going to be like a guy running with your arms open trying to catch a flock of birds? Have you guys ever seen somebody run into a flock of birds on TV in the park? Even though there's a lot of birds, what all the birds do?
Fly away.
They just fly away, man. And if you're running around chasing prospects with your arms open, you're always going to feel like you got a lot of people around you, but you're never going to get anything done. You will find that one little bird on a plate is better than one really big one in the air. So
right.
Just keep that in mind, that Steve, what you're doing, you know your calendar. So if I'm building the business, the very first thing I'm going to do is come out here and I'm going to know this. And I know everyone, in fact, I was just sitting down doing this a few minutes ago, where I'm going to be every day of the month. For example, Paula, I'll be doing, you're here in Austin, Ken and Byron here in Austin, I'll be doing preview next Thursday here in Austin. I'm going to pick up one more date before convention. You guys have preview dates. Know where those dates are and funnel people towards them. Next Monday night, we're going to be talking about how to make a ton of money a really easy way with a really cool company. That's a date to funnel people to. I'll have that e-vite out to you guys tomorrow. So funnel people towards the event. The November 11th event we're going to do up in Waco. You know, Lonnie and Rita, they're masters at this, which is why they're going to be on stage at the convention again, funneling people towards those events. Know where they are. Your calendar is your million-dollar tool, because that allows you to work smart and funnel people towards the next big event, core reason that we do it. So know those big upcoming dates. You know, look at the benchmarks. Most of you on this call are focusing towards that 10 people coming in your group a month. Work that as your goal. You know, if you go out to create kind of a mess and just bring a lot of people in, just by sheer numbers, you're going to get big volume. And then if you also work it smart by knowing the system, then you're going to harvest that mess and you're going to get bigger exponentiated numbers. So look to get those 10 people coming in. You know, people will say, well, what do I do with them all? Well, we have all that training. But I don't care how – some of you guys that have been in NECN for a while are so great at training, you know where everything is. And I would rather have you be ignorant on fire than knowledge on ice. go talk to 10 people and know nothing, and you'll make more money than if you talk to nobody and know everything. Would you guys all agree with that?
Agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we do the Pathfinders call is because we're going to help you harvest. Let's say you bring 10 people in. Naturally, just like a church or a gym or a book club or anything, 6 or 7 out of 10 people are going to fade in and out of everything. That's just what people do. What having the program does is instead of losing 8 out of 10, you only attract 6 out of 10. And if you're exponentiating times, 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 and you change the numbers just by 1 or 2 in 10, do you guys realize how big that is in your check over a few generations?
Right.
It's huge. The other thing it does is it allows you to get where you're going faster. So you know, I was, Danny, a minute ago when you were saying, you know, I'm trying to learn, just remember that. At the Annapolis, Maryland, in the U.S. Navy, where they train all the officers, they have a really great saying on the wall. And the saying says, if you put your ship next to an enemy ship, you're always right. Isn't that a great saying, you guys? I'm going to say it again. If you put your ship alongside an enemy ship, you're always right. There's a saying that the infantry uses, march to the sound of the guns. I don't care if you have 50,000 soldiers. I care if you have 50,000 people shooting something. So in this business, march to the sound of the guns. I'd rather have you make mistakes swinging big than try to be perfect. Paige does a great talk on that when she talks about the resistance talk. So keep that in mind, that will help you. So go after that 10 and bring that number in, and you're going to see some really great things happen. Next, get those goals down. What you want for PGV. Christina, you were talking about breaking a new executive this month or running for that. So that's her 90-day plan at 4,000. Obviously, well, let me ask you this. If you had 3 people running for 4,000, what would be your minimum PGV goal this month, guys? Should be obvious. 12, right?
12,000.
That's how you make your plans. If you don't have anybody in your group, your PGV goal, a good one is to shoot for that $4,000 mark, because then you're generating enough business. Look, if we break a silver and it takes 12,000 points in 90 days, and you're generating 4,000 a month, you're always generating enough heat to cause the genesis of friction and creation. So 4,000 should be your baseline goal, because that right there is where things begin to happen. And by the way, we talk about having a qualifier to be on this call. You know, that's a temporary number. You guys realize if you're generating that executive, you're going to hit every qualifier from silver all the way up to Royal Diamond for free, am I right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I want you guys to understand is, and I'm going to tell you all this too, anybody on this call is capable of generating that much volume a month. In fact, 99% of everybody I've ever sponsored, and Paige and I have broken probably close to 200 or 300 silver legs now, never, I don't even know. All of them had jobs, and all of them generated that much money. And those of you guys that are on this call that are above the level of silver, correct me if I'm wrong, you've all done more than 4,000 in a month.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a question of whether it can be done. It's a question of will you apply yourself to achieve that. And so that's the goals you're looking at. And you can see the rest, how many front lines do you want, you know, and you can have some great promotions tonight for sponsoring people, how many new people in your group. That's where that other sheet kind of helps you guide through it. And then you kind of look down your weekly process tracking, who you're talking to, what are you doing with them, and then just kind of wrap it up where you know, you're running through and understanding how it goes downhill and the basics using the pack strategy. And then I've got this up on my wall. It's an NBU, and I'm going to fill it out. I'm talking about this to everybody. So then the last thing that I want to run by you guys, because I want to be called to about 30 minutes tonight, is this. Have your plan. That's what I just went over. Know what you're going to do this month. That's really important. The second thing is prioritize your month. Know where your events are, and then prioritize what you're going to do. If you're trying to build a self-employed business here and you want to go out and set your family free, you're going to have to evaluate whether you're still going to go to the flower festival next Saturday or whatever it is. You're going to have to prioritize if you're going to be involved in hobby-type activities. Oh, somebody's got a bunch of background noise. Let me mute it. You're going to have to prioritize, you know, what hobbies you're doing. You're going to have to prioritize how many even community functions you're doing. And it's not that some of those things aren't important. Believe me, I get it. Okay? When I was new in NECAN, I was the campaign coordinator for the western half of the state of Michigan for a Senate campaign. I had hundreds of people that I was running. I had volunteers. I had phone banks we would set up in local businesses. We would go into companies that were owned by people and set up 200 people making calls on the weekend. I had all that going on. I had trained for a year and a half for a bodybuilding show for West Michigan, and I had myself down to like 5.5% body fat. I'd been working on it for a year and a half, and I played softball two nights a week for a team that was a pretty high-speed team. We played, the name was the Magpies, actually, and it was all my buddies from the gym. And I was doing all of those things, and Neken came into my life. Now, let me ask you a question, guys. Could you be passionate, perhaps, about working for politics, or passionate about something you trained for a year, or passionate about how much I love to play softball? Those are all worthy endeavors, aren't they? There's nothing about that that's bad. They're all fine things to do. I love playing softball. I to this day, it's like my neighbor last week. I'm going to tell you guys a story. My neighbor next week is an assistant pastor at a church, and he said, hey, we have a slow pitch softball team. It's a pretty solid team, and we'd love you to come play with us. Guys, they play on Tuesday and Thursday nights. What do you think I told him?
No, what is he?
No, I got invited to play this Thursday. Cowboy, where am I going to be this Thursday? With him.
With Cowboy.
I want you guys to understand.
You're going to be at my place.
But you understand, you guys are all going to be faced with stuff that's fun to do, nice to do, and you're going to have to be faced with whether your priority is that or your priority is this. And I'm not going to call anybody out for whatever your priorities are, because that's personal between you and your hopes and dreams. But I will tell you this, if you choose to succeed at this endeavor, you're going to have to prioritize whether this is a hobby or a business, whether this is, you know, nobody's going to kick you in the butt to build me, Ken. It's really easy. And I'm going to tell you, I wrote this down today. It is so easy to say, oh boy, it's October, this is my month, I'm going to tear it up, I'm going to be huge, I'm going to do 8 million points, I'm going to be diamond by next spring. How many of you guys have found it's really easy to make grand declarations about what you're going to do this week or next month?
That's true. When what I wrote,
have you ever noticed the problem isn't declaring you're going to do 10,000 in October? The problem is getting off your twin cheeks today.
Rick?
Yeah.
Rick?
Go.
Deacon is not an option.
No, and well, you know what's funny? You mean it's not optional. That's what you're saying.
It's
not optional. That's what you're meaning, right?
Right.
And by the way, Steve, that's easy to say, too. Anything is. Oh, this is my priority. Have you guys ever noticed that all of you on this call intend to be at the top? Have you ever noticed that it's easy to say, I'm going to prioritize this month, I'm going to rock, it's going to be my big deal, but that it never happens today? Have you ever noticed that?
Tomorrow never comes.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying, I'm going to be a better Christian, and then today you're faced with the choice. Sure, it's a lot easier to say it than to do it, isn't it? Or I'm going to lose weight tomorrow. This is my last day to eat ice cream after 9 o'clock. Yeah, it says in the Bible, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I mean, that's who we are, right? The Apostle Paul, who was chosen to go to the Gentiles, the guy, the messenger, wrote basically half the doggone New Testament, and he writes things I don't do, I do the things I shouldn't, I don't do the things I should, I'm a wretched creature, but there's this worm burning through my head that keeps me driving towards doing the right things. And all of you on this call are going to wax and wane in your drive for success and your drive for excellence, and all of you are going to lose some battles. But the people that win are the people that win more than they lose. And I will tell you something. It wasn't hard for me to tell him I'm not going to play softball. You know, 10 years ago, I would have been like, oh, man, I miss it. Oh, I'm going to look at my cleats, and I'm going to go pull out my wristband, and I'm going to go out and get my 42-inch bat, my aluminum fat top bat that I get at home runs with. Oh, I miss it. Because I didn't have that problem, because I don't miss it that much. I'm going to be a millionaire in Neken many times over, and my kids are going to be, because we gave up those choices. We're going to go Royal Diamond in the next 12 to 18 months. So here's the other side of that coin. What we're looking for is not to be, like, I'm not cross with anybody that doesn't share those goals, but I'm going to surround myself with people who do because I value my own time. That's the biggest aha I've had in the last 2 months since my son was born. I'm going to surround myself with people that want to go places. And I'm listening for the incoming conversations. If every time I talk to somebody, they're telling me why they can't do it and how busy they are and this week was bad. And if I hear a constant incoming of that stuff, I'm not going to tell them. What I'm going to say is, it's not their time. And I've really been watching Mark Cuban on this show, The Shark Tank, who's a self-made billionaire, who slept on the floor and ate peanut butter. And he won't even give money to people that have multiple hobbies because he says, if I'm going to give you $1 million, your hobby is going to be giving me my money back.
Yeah.
You know, he turned down a guy with a great idea 2 weeks ago because he was an Iron Man guy. Now you'd say, well, but an Iron Man is a great thing to do. Yes, being a triathlete is a great thing to do. It is not going to give you the level of focus to be a self-made millionaire. You guys understand what I'm saying? That it's not that being an Iron Man is not a great thing. It's simply not going to allow you to also become a self-made millionaire. That's all I'm trying to tell you. So I'm looking for people that want to bring that level of game. Not everybody does. And I'll tell you what, guys, my core team of people are going to be people that feel that way. That's a decision I've made. Now, when you guys are looking at your business, did you plan, did you prioritize, all of you are going to be at different places on your trajectory as far as that go. And it's okay if you don't want to be a Royal Diamond and want to be one now, or silver or gold. And when I do this call, I tend to really not talk to the people that don't want to do that because I decided about 5 years ago, Paige and I did, that we're not going to do a call for people that want to do it slower. And I always kind of jokingly tell you, if you want to grow slower, just do less of what I tell you. I mean, I don't know how to train you to go slower. I really don't. I don't know how to do a call to teach you to be less than excellent. And I'm not saying I'm excellent in everything, but I'm striving for it. So I'm not going to say on the call, it's okay to be in the leadership team if you want to play badminton 7 nights a week. It's not. It's not okay with me. So this is my thing. Prioritize. And then last, do what you say you're going to do. Do what you say you're going to do. If you're going to be somewhere, be somewhere. You're going to call somebody, call somebody. If you're going to talk to prospects, talk to prospects. Those words and those goals that you put down on your 90-day planner are only as good as your word. It was Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda for the Nazis, after they signed a non-aggression pact with the Soviets. They were saying to him, I can't believe you just signed that with the Russians. I thought we hated the Russians. And Joseph Goebbels just looked across the table with a stony look, with his pasty face and his pockmarked face, smoking. And he said, what compels us to keep the promises that we make? That's pretty bone-chilling, isn't it, guys, when you're that kind of a person? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you guys a question. When you write stuff on your planner, or when you say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, or when you say, I'm going to do anything, what makes the goals that you say, October's going to be huge, I'm going to go out and blah, 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 blah. What makes those declarations worth the air that went over your vocal cords?
Action.
It's your word. And it's not your word to me, and that's why I spent so much time talking to Paula earlier. Paula, when I told you you didn't have to do your numbers this month, it wasn't about you and me. I wasn't in the equation. It was about you and you.
Yeah.
You said you were going to qualify this month, and what did you do?
I qualified.
Because it was non-negotiable. Not with me. Who was it non-negotiable with?
It was non-negotiable with me.
Did that change you?
Absolutely.
When you go Royal Diamond, I promise you this, you will never look back on a bigger moment than that one. That was the day you got your blood wings. And you know what those are. You've been around the Army even more than I have.
Yeah, I know what blood wings are.
You got your blood wings on Saturday, didn't you?
I didn't realize it at the time, but yeah.
You were given a free pass, and you chose the harder road, and you were on the phone at 6 o'clock on Sunday.
I was.
Hoorah. I'm going to give you an ooh-a. All right, Paula?
All right.
And this is the lesson I'm going to tell you guys. Win the battle every day. Make the declarations and make the goal, but win the battles. Win the battles today. And here's the other thing I'm going to tell you. This is where I'm going to leave it off. if you didn't win the battle last week or last month, if you didn't hit the number you want to hit, if you didn't do the thing, shake it off. Be the thing you want to be today. It starts now. Doesn't matter what you didn't do last month. Doesn't matter what you didn't do last year. I could kick myself so hard in the rear end, I'd be wearing my rear end for a hat if I wanted to hang myself from the highest rafter for all the stuff I haven't done right. I could give you guys a list a million miles long on the professional and on the personal side. You got to shake it off, man. You got to be like a weevil wobble. Weevils wobble, but what don't they do?
Fall down.
That's right. Because you can't fall down. Okay? But remember, when you're shaking off what you didn't do yesterday, it's not about crucifying yourself. But it is about saying, okay, here's why I didn't get it done. Okay, or no, I'm sorry. I didn't get it done. Here's why I didn't get it done. And then when you're ready to pivot, then you say, here's what I need to do to get it done. And as Jake, I was talking to Jake Zerfus last month, and we were talking about, you know, and Jeremy with an E actually, I had the same conversation with both of them. It was, you gotta get off first to get the second. You gotta leave the bag. You gotta run. Sometimes you get thrown out when you run. But I promise you this, you'll never get the second on first, am I right?
Yeah.
Is there a possibility you might get thrown out running the second?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Put your big boy, big girl britches on and run. You get a bloody nose, you get up. It is what it is. Doesn't matter what you didn't do last month. If anybody in this call did not hit their goals last month, there were other priorities that were bigger than this one. And I'm going to tell you something. That may have been the right move. That may have been the right move for you last month. Truly. However, the result in the end is you don't get a check next month, correct?
Yep.
The result is separate from the reason. So here's what I'm telling you. If last month didn't happen for you, who cares? No big deal, man. Shake it off and run. I'm interested in what you're going to do now. Second, that Niken is the eternal second chance. And guess what? If you step up right now and hit it for 3 months and then you don't hit it for another 9 months and you decide to come back into Niken, will Niken still be standing there with open arms and a gold key?
Definitely.
Niken will Niken will forgive you 7 times 77. I promise you that. Lord knows I've used up about 2/3 of mine. I'm putting that one to the test. But I want you all to know that if you make a plan, you prioritize your month, you get your calendar squared away, and then you prioritize it, and then you do what you said you're going to do. Cowboy, I told you I'm coming down there Thursday. If I'm tired that day or it's inconvenient, I'm coming Thursday because I told you I'm coming.
And I know you'll be here.
But that's immovable. So how do you maximize that experience? If I'm coming, you make sure there's people there. That's
right.
How we go diamond together. You see what I mean?
Right.
Same thing. We're coming, you know, we're going to do the event up in Waco because it's closer to East Texas, it's closer to Dallas. The San Antonio people have downline up there. It's a win for everybody to do an event up there. Okay, that's a date with destiny, man. That's like the planet spinning around in orbit around that event. That's how I feel. Like next Monday night, I'm going to make sure I got multiple new people on that call so that I can hear. I want them on the Niken calls. I'm going to match people up with the product call or a testimonials call. I'm going to use those. But at the end of the day, my goals and then my daily activities and then my keeping my word, not to my upline, not to Niken, but to myself, makes that paper have great power. When I write down on that 90-day planner, when you write down in that 90-day planner, I'm going to go out and sponsor 3 people this month, and then you commit to do it with your action, and then your word is as good as what you've put on paper, all of a sudden that goes from being a piece of paper to a ticket to your own freedom, and there is great power in those words. So you write them. You got to square your schedule away this month, man. Niken cannot be the thing that moves all the time. And then you go out and you hit it, and watch the results happen. Watch what happens. One of my favorite sayings is, what do you think you could do if you only did all you could do? Unleash your own power for yourself. Set yourself free. Yesterday didn't matter. Today does. That, my friends, is all I've got to say about that. Anybody got any questions or comments?
The only thing I have, Rick, tomorrow I will know about that hotel
but November 10th.
Nice, and we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow on the team call, too, so that'll be great, Lonnie. I appreciate it. That'll
all
be
right.
A lot of fun. Any of the other live fighters have any comments before we shut her down?
No, thanks.
All right, guys. Well, we love you all. Have a great night, and congratulations on a great month, live team. And let's go out and have an even greater one next month. What do you say?
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, my word to you is I will be standing there plus one day, whatever your goals are, whatever you need. I will be there plus a minute, plus an hour, or plus a day. You try and outwork me for your future, and I will work as hard for your future as you will, and we will take you to the top. And we'll do that as a team for each other. Watch what happens. I dare you on this call to try and outwork the people of Nikan for making a difference in the world, and for the people that can't hear me, I dare you to outwork us. Let's go do it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, guys. Take care. God bless, and I'll catch the live team tomorrow at high noon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Paige.
Thanks.